姊妹，我们来读几处圣经。
Brothers and sisters, let's read a few passages.
第一处是在旧约的雅歌，在诗篇后面，传道书后面。
The first is Song of Songs, is after Ecclesiastes, after Proverbs.
第四章,
chapter 4.
我们看第十二节。
We read verse 12.
我翻到啊，我来念。
If you found your place, allow me to read it to you.
我妹子。 我心腹乃是关树的园，禁闭的井，封闭的泉源。我想这个妹子，我心腹很清楚，这就是教会。My
sister, my bride, very clearly speaks of the church.
乃是个关树的园，禁闭的井，是封闭的泉源。
It's a garden closed, a spring shut up, a fountain sealed, verse 13.
你园内多所种的结了石榴，有佳美的果子，并奉献花，与那大树、与那大和番红花、菖蒲、桂树，并各样的乳香木，木有沉香，与其上等的果品。
受戒。Verse 15。你是园中的泉，活水的井，从黎巴嫩流下来的溪水。16节。Verse 16。北风啊，兴起；南风啊，吹来，吹在我的园内，吹在我的园内，使其中的香气发出来。愿我的良人进入自己的园里。
赐他佳美的果子，这个园是我们主的园，这个园，这个花园是我们良人的花园。This
garden is our Lord's garden, and this garden is the beloved's garden.
他进入自己的园里，赐他佳美的果子。So
he enters his own garden and eats its pleasant fruit.
第5章第1节。
Chapter 5, verse 1.
我妹子，我心腹，我进了我的园中，采了我的木药和香料，吃了我的蜂房和蜜蜂，喝了我的酒和奶，我的朋友们，请吃我所亲爱的，请喝，请多多的喝。弟兄姊妹，这一节圣经有多少我？大概有6到7个我。
Brothers and sisters, in this one verse, how many eyes, approximately 6 or 7?
都是基督的。
All is the Christ.
都是他自己的。
Everything is the Christ's own.
这是他的园。
This is his garden.
这是他的教会。
And this is his church.
好，我们来看新约帖撒罗尼加后书第二章。
Now let's read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2.
后书第二章。
2 Thessalonians chapter 2.
第14节。 Verse 14. 神借着我们所传的福音，召你们到这个地步。 好得着我们主耶稣基督的荣光。第15节。Verse 15。所以弟兄们，你们要站立得稳，凡所领受的教训，这个教训原文里面就是传统，tradition。In verse 15
says, hold fast the traditions, that's the teachings of the apostles.
不拘是我们口传的，是信上写的，都要坚守。Stand
fast and hold the traditions which you were taught, whether by word or our epistle.
我想中文的翻译翻得很好。I
think Chinese translation did a wonderful job here.
它翻译作教训。The
translation says teaching.
因为我刚刚讲的原文里面就是传统 tradition。
I just said that in its original, it means tradition.
希腊文里面就是 parad paradoxes.
In Greek, it says paradoxes.
啊，我们中文翻得很好。凡是出于神的教导、神的教训，它就翻为教训。
Our Chinese Bible says it very well that every teaching from God, every word from God is called teaching.
凡是出于人的。
If that teaching is from man,
是出于人的教导、人的教训、人的规定，那就是中文就翻为传统。
From man's teaching, from man's doctrine, then our Chinese Bible would say tradition.
但是原文里面没有分别的。
However, in its original, there is no such a difference.
好，我们最后我们看以弗所书。
Lastly, we will read Ephesians.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
我们看第十五节
Verse 15
唯用爱心说诚实话凡事长进连于元首基督全身都靠他连络的合适
Verse 16
百计各按各职照着各体的功用彼此相助便叫身体渐渐增长在爱中建立自己全身都靠着他都靠着他凡事长进连于元首基督
All things should grow into Christ's head
我们低头一点祷告
Your head bow please Let's have a further word prayer
主啊我们这些锡安的民我们都应当以我们的王为欢喜
Lord all of us who are citizens of Zion should rejoice our King our Lord
我们都应当以我们的救赎主救赎的磐石我们高兴
We should be glad over our Lord of salvation our rock
我们都因着我们所蒙的大恩所得到的珍贵荣耀我们一起扬声我们来欢呼
We shall shout out with, aloud with joy because of the salvation because of the redemption we have received
我们感谢你
Lord we thank you
我们在基督耶稣里靠着他的血我们能够来亲近你
In Christ Jesus by his blood we can be drawn near to you
我们可以奉着你儿子宝贝的名大而可畏的名至圣的名我们在这里一起的聚会
And by your son's great and awesome name the great name we can be gathered here
我们可以坦然无惧无所惧怕
We can come boldly without fear
我们知道这是你的教会
Because we know this is your church.
是在旷野里面的教会。
It is the church in the wilderness.
我们只有仰望你。
And we can only look.
我们就仰望你的供应。
Look for your provision.
仰望你的施恩。
Look for your grace.
主，你是我们唯一的供应。
Lord, you are our only provision.
我们歌唱的、跳舞的都要说，我们的前缘都在基督里。
Those of us who sing and play on instruments will say, "My." Is in you.
所以今天早晨，你的儿女们都在这里一起举目仰望我们的主。
Therefore, this morning, all your children are here to gaze upon you, to lift up our hearts.
主，求你开恩，可怜我们。
Lord, be gracious to us all. Have pity on us.
用你的话按时分量给我们。
Allot your words to us in due season.
用你的话洁净我们。
Cleanse us with your word.
用你的话来建造成全我们。
To build us up, to perfect us.
用你的话来复兴我们。
And also with your word to revive us.
照亮我们里面的眼睛。
Enlighten our eyes in the heart.
让我们里面有异象。
So that we will have this vision.
我们没有异象，我们就会放肆，我们就会分裂，我们就会分散。
Because without the vision, we'll be scattered abroad. We will be without restraints. We will be simply sent all over.
主你是我们的意象
Oh Lord you are our vision
让我们看见你坐在高高的宝座上
Let us see that you are enthroned on above
我们一起来敬拜一起来称颂称颂你的名我们一起称义伟大一同来高举你的名
Let's come worship and bless Bless that you are great to exalt your name highly
主我们为惧而侍奉战兢而快乐
Lord, we serve with fear. We are glad with trembling.
愿我们的主得着荣耀
May our Lord receive His glory.
愿你的仇敌披上羞耻
May your enemies be clothed with shame.
让你的儿女在这里蒙恩
So that your children will receive your grace.
恩待你的仆人，恩待你的使女
Extend your grace to your servant and to your maidservant.
恩膏膏你每一句话。
Anoint every word from you with your anointing.
主，我们在这里啰嗦传的信息没有恩膏的涂抹，我们不过在这里讲虚空。
Lord, the message we preach here, if there is no anointing on it, what we say is simply worthless.
厚厚的膏你的话。
Oh, anoint your word broadly.
膏我们的耳朵。
And anoint our ears.
膏我们的舌头。
Anoint our tongues.
我们等候仰望是耶稣基督的名。
We wait upon you and lift up our hearts to you in Christ Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我想今天我们继续来交通金灯台的奥秘。
Today we'd like to continue to fellowship on the mystery of the golden lampstand.
我想这是应该是第三讲。
And I believe this is the third time.
我们已经同弟兄姊妹交通过会幕。
We fellowship with you already, the golden lampstand in the tabernacle.
会幕里的金灯台是见证那三一的神。
This lampstand testifies of the triune God.
我们也交通过我们在撒迦利亚书第四章的那一个金灯台。
We also shared in Zechariah chapter 4 that lampstand.
我想这个金灯台就是神要用他以色列的百姓成为他的见证。
I believe this lampstand speaks of the fact that God wants to use Israelites to become his testimony.
在以赛亚书第43章我们的主说你们是我的见证是我的仆人。
Isaiah 43 says that you are my testimony, you are my servants.
他们要见证什么?
What do they testify of?
神把他的律法、诫命、律例典章赐给了以色列民。
God has given Israelites his laws, his ordinances, his statutes, and his testimony.
他们要习作神所给他们的律例典章来敬拜来侍奉这位独一的真神。
So through the statutes, laws, and testimonies, they will serve and worship the only God.
来见证他们所敬拜所侍奉的是独一的神是独一的救主是独一的圣者是独一的王。
To testify of their God is the true God, the only Savior, the only King.
也是做神给他们的律法命令他们能够过一个分别为圣的一个生活来见证神在他们身上的美德。
And also through the laws and statutes that they would testify all the excellence of God in them.
但是很可惜我们看见这些以色列百姓都失败了。
But it's quite a shame we see that all the Israelites failed.
他们的见证完全失败了。
They totally failed their testimony.
神就把他们暂时放在一边。
So temporarily, God had to put them aside.
然后我们看到新约我们在启示里面看到七个金灯台
Then in New Testament in Revelations we see the seven gold lamps
神自己解释了这个七个金灯台就是讲到七个不同地方教会的那个灯台的奥秘
And God explained himself that these seven golden lampstands represent the mysteries of these lampstands
我想我上一次也同弟兄姊妹交通了一点。
Well, last time I briefly shared with you a bit on this.
我想今天我们不是来交通那个属灵、那个奥秘的那些知识方面的。
Now today I'm not sharing with you on the spiritual mysteries, knowledge-wise.
我想今天我们重点来交通那个属灵的奥秘里面的那个实在、那个实际。
What I want to share with you is all the reality of all this spiritual mystery.
是的我们在新约里面看到这个灯台的奥秘那是一个大在金钱的一个奥秘
Here in New Testament we see the mystery of the golden lampstand is actually is the mystery of godliness without controversy
在提摩太前书第三章第十六节给我们看到
1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16 we read
大在金钱的奥秘无人不以为然就是神在肉身中显现出来
Without controversy great is the mystery of godliness that God became flesh
被圣灵称义
justified by the spirit seen by angels
被外邦人信服被接到荣耀里去
pleasure among the Gentiles, believed on in the nation, and received up in glory. Here we see the mystery without controversy, mystery of godliness, mystery of the church.
老师,
now, if you read Ephesians 3, Paul also speaks of this mystery.
保罗说, 恩惠能够把那基督测不透的丰富传给外邦人。
Paul says that although I am less than the least of all the saints, but God has given me this grace to preach the unsearchable riches of Christ among Gentiles.
这个测不透基督的丰满，我们知道就是教会的奥秘。
And we know this, that this unsearchable riches of Christ is the mystery of the church.
所以他的底下就讲到，要叫他们明白这历史历代所隐藏在创造万有之神里面的那个奥秘是怎样安排的。
So that Paul continues to say that you may know the stewardship of the mystery which for ages is hidden in God now has been made manifold, apparent to know the many wisdom of God.
弟兄姊妹，我想你从哥罗西也好，以弗所也好，你可以找到很多那样的属灵的那奥秘的那个教导。
So whether in Ephesians or Colossians, you could see so many teachings on the spiritual mysteries.
但是今天我们来注意一下那个属灵奥秘的那个实际。
But now today, let's focus on the very reality of all this spiritual mystery.
我们看见七金灯台的奥秘就是七个不同地方的那个教会。
We know seven golden stands, lampstands stand for the seven different churches.
那就是在每一个地方有一个金的。
That is, in each place, there would be this golden lampstand.
因为有许多的地方，所以有许多的金的灯台在那里。
Because there are so many places, that's why there are so many lampstands.
我们知道这个金灯台就是见证基督的荣耀。
We know the golden lampstand testifies Christ's glory.
金灯台就是见证基督他的自己。
It testifies of Christ himself.
神本身一切的丰盛都在基督的里面。
In Christ dwells all the fullness of God's deity.
基督是把神的荣耀、父神的荣耀彰显出来。
Christ has manifested the fullness of God the Father.
今天基督的荣耀、一切丰盛的荣耀都在他身体的里面。
Today all the riches of his fullness now reside in his body.
他要协助地上的教会每一个地方。
He wants to manifest the fullness of Christ through different localities of churches. Therefore, in every place there is this golden lampstand. It's not that we have many churches, but instead this represents the universal one golden lampstand.
所以你到了启示录最后，你可以看到新耶路撒冷就是代表着那个宇宙大的一个金的灯台。
So in the end of Revelation, you see the New Jerusalem simply represents the great one universal church.
我想基督的身体只有一个，基督的心腹只有一个。
There is only one body of the Christ, so there is only one bride of Christ.
没有千千万万个,
there are not thousand, upon thousands
只有一个,
of them, just one.
所以每一个地方的那一个地方的教会就是代表了那个宇宙的整体的那个金的灯台。
So each church at each locality should represent this one universal golden lampstand.
并且我们看见 这一个地方的所有的圣徒都是联络在一起的。
We also see in one place, in one specific place, all the saints should be joined together.
哥林多前书第十二章，保罗讲身体是一个，却有许多的肢体，肢体虽多，仍然是一个身体。
There is one body with many members, although there are many members, there is only one body, as 1 Corinthians 12 tells us.
所以保罗给我们看见，哥林多只有一个金的灯台。
So Paul allows us to see that at Corinth there is only one golden lampstand.
只有一个身体,
there is only one body.
虽然有许多的肢体，仍然是一个身体, 基督也是这样。
Although we have many members of the body, but there is only one body, so is Christ.
我们在一个圣灵里面受浸,
we are baptized in one spirit, we are made to drink into one spirit, and we are one. members one body.
所以哥林多这个城只有一个金灯台，没有两个金灯台。
Therefore, at Corinth, we have only one golden lampstand, not two.
他们这么许多的肢体都联络在一起，成为一个身体。
So many members of the body of Christ are joined together to become the body of Christ.
这个身体不是加起来的。
This body is not an addition of many parts.
就像我们的身体一样，我们有这么多的肢体，但是这些肢体不是光是加起来的，是联络在一起，这个配搭在一起，调和在一起，成为一个身体。
Now it's just like we have so many parts of our body, but all these parts are not added together. Instead, they are combined together. They are joined together to become one body.
只有这样，这个身体才能够发挥出它的功用。
Only a body like this can normally function.
假如一个身体上的一个手也好，脚也好，离开这个身体放在那里，它就不能起这个作用。
If one limb of your body, whether it's your hand or a foot, is put aside, then your body cannot function normally.
所以你就看到一个身体在这里是互相配合、互相配搭、互相联络、互相调起来的。
So you see, in the body, all the parts are joined together, are combined together, are cooperating with each other to become one body.
正像一个圣殿一样，有许多的石头。
It's just like in the house of God, there are so many stones.
这些石头不是加起来的。
You do not pile each stone upon the other.
石头都放在一起，它不能成为一个殿。
When you put all the stones on ground, it cannot be brought up into a temple.
只有这些石头连在一起，雕刻在一起，我们配合在一起，这个殿就建立起来了。
Only when the stones are put together, joined together, then the temple will be built up just like we will be so done.
所以我们看见耶路撒冷的教会，当时候不但有这些使徒，还有120个肢体。
So we see at Jerusalem Church, in the very beginning, not only did they have the apostles, but also they have 120 members.
当彼得起来做见证的时候，不但是他一个人在那里做见证，所有的使徒都站起来了，不但是使徒站起来了，所有的120个圣徒也都站起来了。
So when Peter stood up to testify, not only did he stand alone, but also the 12 apostles. Not only the apostles, but also the 120 members stood up. They testify all together.
所以我们看见教会的见证不是彼得加上约翰，约翰加上雅各，不是加的，乃是调和在一起的，联络在一起的。
So you see the testimony of the church is not the testimony of Peter and Paul.They being added together, but the testimony is being joined together, combined together.
没有雅各的个人见证，没有彼得个人的见证，没有约翰个人的见证，他们所有的见证是调和在这个团体的身体里面的。
We do not have individual testimony from James, Peter, or John, but everybody's testimony is being combined.Coordinated in this one testimony of the body.
弟兄姊妹，今天不但一些木头也好，瓦器也好，木器也好，在神的面前没有什么价值，没有什么地位。
Whether the vessels of wood or pots have no positions by themselves before God.
不但是那些草木也好，禾屑也好，在神的面前没有地位，没有价值。
Whether the vessel is of stubble or grass or hay.Each one has no place before God.
就是金也好，就是银也好，就是宝石也好，若是你单独起来，没有同所有的肢体交合起来，你在神的面前也没有太大的地位，也没有太大的价值。
Even the vessel of gold or silver or precious stones, if individually you're standing before God and not being cooperating with other members, then you have not much value before Him.
我们看见教会的历史。
Let's see from the church history.
我们看见那些敬虔派、奥秘派。
We see all those sects of mysteries.
像这宾鲁伊斯姆啊，这些很虔诚、很圣洁的这些圣徒们。
Like Sister Bing Louis, all those godly, devout Christians.
但是他们没有看见那个身体。
However, they did not see the body.
他们不知道什么叫身体。
They did not know what is the body.
过去的我们看见清教徒，他们的生活很敬虔，他们生活很圣洁，很得胜，但是他们也没有看见那个整体，那个教会的团体。
In the past, we see Puritans, they had this godly, devout, Christian life. However, they did not see collectively the truth of the body.
所以在今天来看，在神的面前，他们的见证也没有什么太大的价值。
Therefore, before God today, their testimony is of not much value either.
他们都是单独的。
Individually, they witness.
弟兄姊妹，我们再说，今天我们所有的见证是配搭在一起的。
Now, brothers and sisters, let me say it again. Today, all our testimony should be joined together.
所有的我们的侍奉是配搭在一起的。
All our services should be joined together.
所以我们的生活应该是配搭在一起的。
Even our lives should be joined together.
甚至于我们属灵的追求也是应当配搭在一起的。
Even our spiritual pursuit should be joined together.
你不能说我关上房门自己看圣经自己祷告，我属灵生命就成长了。我们的追求不是这样追求的。
You say that I'll close my door, I'll study the Bible, and I will pray. This is not how our spiritual growth
is. 连我们的属灵的追求，我们也同所有的肢体在一起，互相联络、配搭、调和在一起，一起来追求。
Therefore, even with our spiritual pursuit, we have to be joined together with all the brothers and sisters, working together with each one.
所以提摩太后书第二章，保罗对着提摩太说：“你要逃避少年人的私欲，和那些倾心祷告的人一同的追求什么？”追求公义，追求仁爱，追求和平，追求信德。
Therefore, in 2 Timothy, Paul says that flee youthful lusts, pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, together with all those who call on the name of the Lord with a pure heart.
所以你看见我们的属灵的追求也是大家一起在那里追求的。
Do you see that even with our spiritual pursuit, we should do it together?
保罗在以弗所第三章的一个祷告，他说：“愿基督因着信住在你们的心里，叫你们的爱心能够有根有基的与众圣徒一同来明白基督的爱何等的长，何等的阔，何等的高，何等的深，一起来明白。”
In Ephesians 3, when Paul prayed for them, Paul says that Christ dwell in your heart through faith, grounded and rooted together, that you may be able to comprehend what is the wisdom, height of the Christ, of the love of Christ. So we do it all together with all the brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，你就应当看见这个金灯台的那个奥秘。
So brothers and sisters, you should see the mystery of the golden lampstand.
为了我们能够一起配搭，为了我们一起能够调和，为了我们一起能够互相的联络，弟兄姊妹，这里已经有一个非常重要、非常重要的功课，那就是我们必须要舍己，必须要背十字架。
So that for us to be joined, to be combined together for this spiritual pursuit, brothers and sisters, let's see this, that we have to deny ourselves, to take up our cross.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见圣殿的建造有这么多的石头。
Brothers and sisters, we see that there's so many stones for the building up of the temple.
我在说，石头不是加起来的，不是放在一起的，乃是调和在一起的。
Let me say it again. That stones are to be combined together, joined together. It's not to be added one upon another. Simply being laid aside.
所以为什么石头每一块都要凿过的？
That's why every stone has to be quarried first.
你看，所罗门所建造的殿，他们有八万人在那里凿石头，7万人在那里抬石头，钢石头从山下抬到山上建造这个殿。
When Solomon built the temple, he used 80,000 people to quarry the stone and 70,000 people to carry the loads.
每一块石头都劈过的。
So every single stone is quarried.
没有一块石头是个保持它的完整的。
None of the one stone has kept its original form.
若是哪一块石头是保证自己的完整，它就不能同其他的石头一起配搭在一起。
If that stone wants to keep its original form, then it cannot be joined to the other stone.
每一块石头都是照着它们的尺寸聚齐的。
Every stone is sold according to its own measurement.
我们知道圣殿也是最好的木头香柏木建造的。
We also that the temple is built with the best wood.
我们看见每一块香柏木树砍下来都不能保证它的完整，每一块木头都是锯过的。
So when the cedar is cut down, none of the wood would be promised of its original form. It has to be sold.
若是哪一棵木头，它要保持它的完整，它就不能同其他的木头一起建造起来。
If the wood wants to keep its original form in its completeness, then it cannot be joined to other wood.
所以我想到为什么神不允许大卫来建造圣殿。
Now I realize that why God does not allow David to build his temple.
因为大卫是一个战士。
Because David is a warrior.
他在那里征战的。
He fights.
他在那里流血的。
He bleeds.
耶和华神说你不能建造这个殿。
And the Lord God says that you do not build my temple.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们在一起配搭在一起，如果说我们不能舍掉自己，你就看到教会里面说充满的就是嫉妒，就是纷争，就是征战，就是斗殴。
So brothers and sisters, if we come to join together and are willing to let go of ourselves, then you see in the church there is strife, there is contention, there is war, there are fights.
雅各书第四章
James 4
第一节他说你们中间征战斗殴是从哪里来的呢？不是从你们百姓征战斗殴的私欲来的吗？
James 1, we read that, where do fights and wars come from among you? Do they not come from your desires for pleasures in the members of your body?
你们贪恋还是得不着？
You lust, but you do not receive.
你们杀害，你们嫉妒，你们征战斗殴还是得不着？
Even you murder, you covet, you still do not obtain. So you fight, you war.
弟兄姊妹，雅各在这里讲什么？
Brothers and sisters, what is James
saying here? 雅各说你们中间，你们中间，这个中间是什么中间？这个中间就是教会的中间。
When James said among you, what is he talking about? Among you, he's saying among the church.
他们 fight, 他们 war, 他们 quarrel.
They fight a war, they simply quarrel.
没有一个人愿意舍弃自己。
None of them wanted to deny himself.
你就看见教会中间就是斗，斗心斗角，什么？
斗心斗角。
斗心斗角。
Then you see among the church there is wrangling of mind.
彼此相咬相吞。
You devouring each other.
争权夺利。
And you're fighting for the powers.
哎呀，真是可怜啊，在世界上得不到利益，得不到权，在教会中间要争权，要独立。
What a pity, you cannot gain your power, your might in the society, then you come to the church trying to get it.
得不着就是 fight, 就是 war.
If you cannot obtain it, you fight, you make war.
这是今天教会的光景。
And this is the condition of today's church.
弟兄姊妹，你念到雅各书第四章第一节，那里有个杀害。今天难道说会的弟兄姊妹之间彼此杀害吗？我想今天还没出现这样的现象吧。
Now as we read in James 4:1, we read the word murder. Does that killing even happen among today's churches?
我想这句话应该用属灵的来解释，属灵的意义来解释。
I believe this word has to be explained spiritually.
我想就是约翰一书第三章那里的一段话。
I believe this is what 1 John chapter 3 says.
他说世人恨你们，你们不要稀奇。
Do not be marveled that if the world hates you.
你们若有爱，你们若爱弟兄，你们若爱，我们若爱弟兄。
If we love our brethren,
我们就知道我们有了永生。
We know we have eternal life.
凡恨弟兄的就是等于杀人的，杀人的就没有永生在他们的里面。
He who hates his brother is a murderer. A murderer has no everlasting life within.
主为我们舍命，从此我们就知道何为爱，所以我们也当为弟兄舍命。
God has laid down his life for us, so we know what is life. We also have to lay down our life for our brother.
所以换在这里说，你恨弟兄的就是杀人的，杀人的就没有永生在他的里面。
Therefore, John says that if you hate your brother, you're a murderer. A murderer has no eternal life within.
所以雅各书这里讲到杀害，讲到嫉妒，我想是指到弟兄姊妹自己之间彼此的相恨。
So when James speaks of this murder, this coveting, I believe he's talking about the hatred among brethren.
弟兄姊妹，若是没有舍己十字架。我们没有办法连得在一起。
Brothers and sisters, if without denying yourself, without taking of the cross, we simply cannot be joined together.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们看见金灯台奥秘的那一面。
So So, brother and sister, this is one aspect of the mystery of the golden
lampstand. 一个地方应当只有一个教会。
So each one locality should only have one church.
只有一个身体。
There is one body.
不能有第二个。
There shall be no second.
这是一个见证，荣耀的见证。
This is a testimony, a glorious one.
把基督那个合一的那个荣耀，那个彰显出来。
To reveal the oneness of Christ.
约翰第十七章大祭司的祷告说：“你所给我的荣耀，我已经赐给了他们，愿他们那个合而为一，像我们一样。”
In John 17, in the priestly prayer of our Lord says that the glory you gave me, I have given to them so they can become one as we are one.
我在你的里面，他们在我的里面，使他们完完全全的合而为一，叫世人知道你差了我来。
I in them and you in me, so they can be made perfect in unity, that the world may know that you have sent me.
弟兄姊妹，什么是教会的荣耀？来彰显这个荣耀。
Brothers and sisters, what is this glory that needs to be manifest?
这个荣耀就是彰显那三合一的那个合一。
It's simply to manifest the oneness of the triune God.
所以这是何等重要的一件事。
So what an important thing this is.
我们另外一面在精神地看那个灯台的那个奥秘。
Now let's take a deep look into the mystery of the golden lampstand.
我们看见有七个金灯台，七个地方的不同的地方的那个灯台。
We see that in the seven golden lampstands in seven different places.
但是灯台都是一样的，都是金灯台，对不对？
But all this lampstand is made of gold.
不是说一个金灯台，一个是铜的金灯台，一个是什么性质的灯台，都是金灯台。
We do not have one golden lampstand, other bronze, or any other kind of metal. No, we only have one golden lampstand.
都是金灯台，以弗所是金灯台，斯美纳是金灯台，比加波是金灯台。
They are all of one golden lampstand. So the lampstand in Ephesus is gold, so is in Smyrna, and so is in other churches.
若是你把所有的金灯台放在一起,
if you put all the golden lampstands together,
你说哪一个金灯台是以弗所的，哪一个金灯台是斯美纳的，你分不清楚，因为他们都是金灯台，除非你编上号码，你说第一号是以弗所，第二号是斯美纳，对不对？
Then you can, if you put all the golden lampstands together, you cannot tell which one is for Ephesus, which one is for Smyrna, unless you number them, and then you can tell.
他们具有什么不同呢?
Then what's the only difference?
只有在消极方面的不同。
There is the difference only negatively speaking.
因为我们知道什么叫教会，教会就是基督的性质，基督的成分，基督的内容，基督的生命，教会就是基督的扩大。 对不对？那有什么两样的？都是金的灯台，都是基督的那个彰显。
We know what is the church. The church is simply the enlargement of Christ, enlargement of the Christ's nature, life, ingredients, and contents. Then what's the difference among all the churches? None.
教会就应当没有什么不同。
So there should be no difference among the churches.
我再说都是金灯台。
Let me say it again. They're all golden lampstands.
都是基督的性质内容。
They're all the nature and all the contents of Christ.
他们所有的不同是那消极的这一方面。
The only difference among the churches is negative one.
这是不同的方面，圣灵说你们要悔改。
All the difference things that the Holy Spirit spoke of that you need to repent of. You are not supposed to be like this.
比如说以弗所圣灵对他说，你们要悔改，你们把起初的爱心丢弃了。
Like to the church at Ephesus, the Holy Spirit says that repent, you have left the first love.
对着比加摩教会说，因为你们服从了巴兰的教训，服从了尼古拉的教训，所以你们要悔改。
To the Pergamon church, the Holy Spirit says, you have followed the doctrine of Balaam and the Nicolaitan's teaching. Repent.
所以你们若不悔改，我要用口中的剑来攻击你。
If you do not repent, I will attack you from the sword from my mouth.
你不应当有这样的不同。
There should no such difference.
你教会里面不应当有这些教导，不应当有这些教训。
In the church, there should be no teaching and doctrines like this.
圣灵对着推亚推拉教会说：“你们要悔改，因为你们服从了那一个自称是先知的妇人。” 耶西别教导我的仆人，这些教导，这些教训都是不应当有的。
And the Holy Spirit said to the church at Thyatira, saying that you have obeyed the teaching of Bezalel, and you're not supposed to be like this. Repent.
你若不悔改，我要叫你病卧在床，我要杀死你的党类，我要叫你经过大灾难。
If you do not repent, I'll make you to lie in bed. You will go through tribulation, and you will go through tremendous afflictions.
你不能有这样的不同。
You should not have a difference like this.
对着老底家的教会，你是像温水一样，也不冷也不热，我巴不得你冷或者热。若是你像温水，我要把你从口中吐出去，你要悔改。
Now to the church at the Laodicea, the Holy Spirit said, you're neither cold nor hot, because you are lukewarm, I will spit you out of my mouth, repent.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？教会所有的不同，所以又是不同，这些不同是不应当有的，是消极的。
Brother and sister, do you see it now that all the differences among church are negative ones? They're not supposed to be there.
你们以色列的教会和我们马尔斯特教会应该没有什么不一样。
So the church at Islington, the church at Morristown should have no difference.
所以他们又不一样，因为里面不都是基督的成分，不都是基督的性质，不都是基督的内容，有了人的东西，有了人的世界的东西在里头，所以我们就不一样。
The reason that there are differences among churches because the nature, the ingredients, the life, the essence of the Christ are not there. That's why we have become the church of man's needs of worldliness.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见。
Brothers and sisters, we see it here.
教会就是基督的彰显。
That the church is simply the manifestation of the Christ.
教会是建筑在使徒和先知的根基上的。
And the church is built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets.
若是每一个教会都是建筑在使徒和先知的根基上，这个教训上面的，教会怎么会有不同？
If every church is built upon the foundation, the teaching of the apostles and prophets, how could there be any differences among the churches?
就是因为他们没有完全根据使徒的教导、使徒的教训。
It's because they do not fully follow the apostolic teachings.
他们跟从随从那些人间的遗传传统的东西，所以我们看见他们又不一样，对不对？
And they follow the traditions of man, and then we see all the differences.
我还记得好多年以前。
I remember many years ago.
我在夏令会，听到这个主题讲员的这个信息。
At one of the summer conferences, I heard the message from the speaker, the main speaker.
他是相当有名望的一个讲员。
He's a very famous speaker.
他是讲到今天的教会。
And he spoke of today's churches.
他说今天教会有很多的宗派。
He said that there are so many denominations among churches today.
有很多的派别。
Many different denominations.
他说有很多每一个教会的特点特色。
And each church has its unique traits.
他说这是应当感谢神的。
And he said we should thank God for all this.
他说教会就应当是这样的。
Because he said churches are supposed to
be 每一个教会都应当有它的特色。
Every church has its own characteristics.
不应当是千篇一律的。
They should be not like one all over.
所以他很赞成很欣赏那么多的宗派，哎呀各种各样的不同的教会。
Therefore, he appreciates and he approves of all different denominations of the churches.
不是清一色的。
They should not be just just one kind.
所以这位传道人说，这是神在这个时代哪一个作为。
So the preacher said, this is the acts of God in this present age.
弟兄姊妹，我再说。
Now, brothers and sisters, allow me to say
it
again.
都不是使徒的教训来的。
All these differences are not from the apostolic.
都是从人的教导，是人的教训，人的规定，人的遗传，人的传统来的。
They are from man's traditions, man's teachings.
所以我刚刚讲了，我们感谢神，中文翻得很好，把出于神的那个规定和规则，出于神的教导教训，都成为教训，就是使徒的教训。
We thank God that the Chinese translation does it so well that every statute, every law, every teachings from God are called teachings of God.
我想当新约写完了以后，
Now after the New Testament is finished,
所有出于人的教导、人的教训、人的规定、人的规则，不是圣经里有的，那就是传统。
Now everything that is not from God, every teaching, every doctrine, every tradition are from man, then those are the traditions from man.
所以我们看到所有宗派的里面一些的规定、一些的制度、一些的组织，都是人的传统，不是使徒的教训。
So we see all the rules and all the regulations of different denominations.Are the teachings of man, traditions of man, not from God?
我们感谢神，刚刚我们念的以弗所书第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2, we thank God for that.
他说你们远离的人，你们远离的人，我们讲中文加上了一个神，你们远离神的人，这个神有点点点点点，对不对？
In our Chinese Bible, it says that those who are you were far off, the added word is from God.
其实这里一点点这个神加的不好。
Actually, I believe this is not a quite explanation.
因为这里所讲的你们远离的人是指着外邦人和犹太人来讲的。
Here it says that those of you who are far away and those of you who are near are speaking of the Gentiles and Jews.
他说如今你们在基督耶稣里吸收他的血，你们亲近了。
The verse says that in Christ Jesus, those of you who are far off and those of you who are near are brought near by the blood of Christ.
因为他使我们成了和睦。
He is our peace.
他将两下这个合而为一。
He has made both groups into one.
拆毁了中间的那个隔墙。
He has abolished the wall, the middle wall of separation.
又用自己的身体废去了那律法上所写的那些规条。
Having abolished the law of commandments contained in the ordinance in his flesh.
两下借着他的身体造成了一个新的人。
By his own body, he made two into one as to create in himself a new man.
我们知道这里不是我们同神的那一个恢复了那正常的关系，这里是讲到犹太人和外邦人他们根本不能相处的，不能在一起的，不能连接在一起，不能调和在一起，不能配搭在一起的，今天他们能够连在一起成为一个身体。
We know that here the verse is not speaking of the reconciled relationship between us and God, but it speaks of the Jews and Gentiles who could not work together, who could not live with one another, who could not be joined together.
这个中间的隔墙就是那些他们所规定的那些律例、典章、制度，这些东西叫我们同犹太人不能在一起。
The middle wall separation is simply all the statutes, the ordinances, all the laws of the Jews that made us.Not being able to be joined together with them.
但是今天很可惜。
But it's quite a shame today.
神已经拆去了那个墙。
The middle wall of separation that God has abolished.
神已经废去了那些冤仇。
All the enmity that God has abolished.
今天人又把它建造起来了。
Today man has built it up again.
所以这个宗派和那个宗派不能连接在一起，因为中间有一个墙。
So this denomination cannot be joined to the other because of this middle wall.
因为这些弟兄姊妹不能同那些弟兄姊妹合在一起。
And these brothers cannot be joined to other brothers.
因为他们有他们自己的规条，他们自己的组织，只有他们自己的制度。
Because they have their own rules, they have their own systems.
弟兄姊妹，神已经拆毁的人又把它建造起来，建造得更高，建造得更厚。
Brothers and sisters, what God has abolished, now man build it up again, even wider, even thicker.
格罗西说，你们不分犹太人，不分希尼利人，你们不分受割礼的，不分不受割礼的，不分西固地人，不分华外人，不分自主的，不分为奴的。Christ is all in all. 基督在你们中间，基督是一切。
Now in Galatians we read that whether there should be no Jew, no Gentile, no circumcision, uncircumcision, no barbarian, no Scythian, no slave, no free, but Christ is all in all.
所以我们看见这里中文英文翻得好 ，No， 不是不分，是没有这些区别了。那个新造的人里面没有一点点的区别。
The English translation does a wonderful job here in saying that it's not that you do not divide it, it's simply the difference is not there. that Christ is all in all.
没有分别。
There's no difference, none at all.
哎呀，有一次，上几个月有这个 Rogers 有一位长老，就吕大专，我想你们都认得吕大专，我们请他来同我们一些交通。他那一天来得很早，因为我们是先 booking， 然后呢信息，所以他那一天很早就来参加我们 booking 了。他知道我们 booking， 他来参加我们 booking。
Few months ago, brother 李大
端
大端。Dada Duan from the Rutgers Community Church came to our congregation to share the message. And on that Sunday, we had breaking bread first and the message. So he came over to us and had communion together.
我们知道他是 Rutgers 的一位长老之一。
We know that brother, this brother is one of the several elders at the church.
他得病了以后，他就起来给我们交通了。
And after breaking bread, he stood up and he had a sharing.
他第一句话。
Now the first thing he said.
哎呀，他说我很羡慕你们的薄饼呐。
Is that oh, I so much admire your breaking bread.
其实我们薄饼的光景也不见得那么好。
But actually, our breaking bread isn't that well either.
但是他很羡慕我们的薄饼啊。
But he simply admires us.
哎呀，他说你们成人也好，同青少年也好，都在一起。你们说中文的，他们说英文的，你们都能够在一起来擘饼。哎呀，他说我很羡慕啊。他说这是真理啊，我们只有一个饼一个杯啊，我们就应当在一起擘饼啊，一起应当合在一起，没有什么区别的。
And he says that whether young or adult or English speaking or Chinese speaking, you all come together because this is truly the very real truth because there is only one bread and one cup. We should come together.
他言下之音呢、啊，他说，哎呀，我虽然是长老，但是我虽然看见这个真理，我也无能为力啊，没办法，这是传统，二十多年来 ，Rogers 就这样传统下来，一直到现在不能改了。
Well, he is implying that although he is one of the elders, but there is nothing he could do to change the way at Rutgers Church because it's a tradition that has been going on for over 20 years.
弟兄姊妹，我们不再有这些区别。
Brothers and sisters, let's do not have any of these.
教会就应当都是金的灯塔。
Every church should be the golden lampstand.
若是我们是建立在使徒和先知的根基上。
If we are built upon the foundation of the apostles,
保罗对提摩太说，这家就是永生神的教会，是真理的磐石和根基。教会应当是真理的磐石和根基啊。
As Paul said to Timothy that this is the house of God, the church of the living God is the pillar and the foundation of the truth.
教会在这里就应当托住这个真理，维护这个真理，高举这个真理，为着这个真理来辩护。
If a church here is to maintain, to hold up, to exalt its truth, to contend for it.
那就是使徒的教训。
And this is the apostolic doctrine.
你们所领受的教训，无论是我口传的，是心里所写的，你们都要牢牢的坚守啊。
Hold fast to the traditions which you were taught, whether by the word of mouth or by my letter.
你们要牢牢地守住啊！
Hold fast to it.
不能改变啊！
Do not change them.
这是神的传统。
This is the traditions from God.
谁敢来改变？
Who dares to change it?
教会是建筑在这个房角石上的，宝贝的房角石就是在基督的那一个房角石上的。
Now the church is built upon this is the cornerstone, the precious cornerstone, the cornerstone of Christ.
假如教会都是建造在这个宝贝的房角石，教会怎么有不一样呢？
If every church is built upon this precious cornerstone, how could there be any difference?
什么叫房角石？
What is the chief cornerstone?
房角石就在古时候他们建造这个石头的房屋，第一块放上去的石头。
In old times, when you wanted to build a house, the very first stone that you put there is the cornerstone.
这块石头是最重要的。
This is the most vital one.
这块石头一放在这个地方，
The instant that the stone is placed there,
它就定整了那个方向。
It simply says the directions that follows.
以后所有的石头都是根据这块石头砌起来的。
From then on, every stone is built upon according to this one.
都是根据这个方向建造起来的。
According to the stone of this, the direction of
this stone. 所有的石头无论是间接的、实际的，都是连在这块石头上面的。
Everything is joined to this cornerstone directly or indirectly.
若是你不照着这个方教师来建的话。将来这个建筑建出来的房屋一定是扭曲的或者是倾斜的到最后一定是倒塌的
If the house is not built according to this cornerstone then the construction eventually is slanted as it will collapse in the end
什么叫房教师
What is the cornerstone
教会在这里就是高举基督
That is when the church highly exalts the Christ
让他在万事上居首位
So that in all things he has a preeminence.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫奉主的名聚会
Brothers and sisters, what does it mean to be gathered in the name of the Lord?
我们不是挂住他的名，我们不是利用他的名。
We are not utilizing the Lord's name, simply putting up his name up front.
什么叫奉主的名聚会
What is it?
哎呀，这个名是
assembled in the name of God.
上的名啊。
This name is above all names.
这个名在的是撒迦利亚书第十四章，他说他必做全地的王，他是独一无二的，他的名也是独一无二的名。
In Zechariah chapter 14, we see that he is the king over all the earth. He is the only one. The only one is his name.
诗篇第九十九篇。
Psalm 99.
第一节他哪里是怎么讲
？Verse 1, what does it say?
他说耶和华作王，万民都应当战斗，就是发抖啊。
It says that the Lord reigns and the people tremble.
坐在两基路坡上，坐在两基路坡上的这位主在那里，所以我们看见全地都应当震抖啊。
He who sits, who is enthroned above the cherubim, that the whole earth should quake.
耶和华在锡安伟大。
Great is the Lord in Zion.
他的名超乎万民之上的名。
His name is highly above all the names.
他叫锡安伟大。
Great is the Lord in Zion.
我们应当称颂他大而可畏的名，因为他本为圣。
Great is the Lord. We should bless, praise His great and awesome name. So, because He is holy.
弟兄姊妹，我们就是奉这个名聚会的。
Brothers and sisters, it is in this name that we are gathered here.
什么叫奉他的名？一个就是我们有主的同在，有他的名就有他的同在。
What is to be gathered in the Lord's name? It means we have His presence. We have His name, so we have His presence.
你们不要忘掉，这个名就是说明他在这里掌权，他在这里做王，他在这里设立他的宝座。
But don't you forget also that He should reign here. He should be the king here. He should set His throne here.
我记得我上次就同弟兄们交通军灯台特别提到那个锡安的那个原则，那个圣殿山和那个锡安山是不能分开的。圣殿山。是主的同在，是耶和华的同在。锡安山是他的宝座，是他的荣耀，是他的掌权，是他的得胜。
Last time I shared with you that the principle of Mount Zion represents the kingdom, the kingdom, the dominion, and the mount of the holy temple is the presence of the Lord. These two should not be separated.
弟兄姊妹，这叫房角石。
Brothers and sisters, this is called a cornerstone.
我们在高举他，我们在归向他，我们在依靠他，我们在仰望他，我们在称颂他，我们在敬拜他。只有基督，唯独基督，除了基督还是基督。这是教会。
Now we simply return to Him, worshiping, exalt Him, and this is the church. This is the Christ.
没有什么名能够同他放在一起的。
No other name should be placed alongside with our Lord.
保罗讲我们何生何死总是叫基督显伟大
Paul says that whether in life or in death Christ should be magnified
无论吃无论喝总要荣耀他
Whether we eat or drink we simply glorify him
弟兄姊妹这叫基督徒
Brothers and sisters this is a Christian
门徒称为基督徒是从安提阿开始什么叫基督徒基督徒是这样的一个人
Now Christians are
只有基督
The disciples are called Christians starting from the church at Antioch. What is a Christian? Simply Christ alone.
除了基督还是基督。
Apart from Christ is Christ.
这就是教会。
And this is the church.
这是方教室。
And this is the cornerstone.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，今天看看今天的教会。
Brothers and sisters, let's take a look at today's churches.
今天的教会，这是来满足人的需要，来满足人的要求，来满足人的欲望。
Today's church is simply to satisfy man's demand, man's needs.
今天教会是以人为中心的。
Today's church is centered upon man.
今天教会不是以神为中心，不是为基督为中心的，不是以基督为方教师的。
Instead of centered upon God, centered upon Christ, who is the cornerstone.
我想今天没有时间同弟兄姊妹来解释这一段话。
Now today I do not have time to explain this passage to you.
我想这是一个事实。
But I believe this is the fact.
只要人喜欢的。
As long as man likes.
教会就有。
Church has.
你能看见今天教会可以过鬼节，可以过万圣节，教会可以过鬼节，为什么？小孩喜欢。只要他喜欢，教会里就应当有。这是以人为中心的教会。
Do you see that even churches celebrate Halloween today? Why do they have it? Because children like it. So churches should have Halloween. You see that this is all man-centered.
今天为了满足人，所以教会有各种各样不同的教会。
In order to satisfy man, so today there are many kinds of churches.
因为人有各种各样不同的爱好嘛，对不对
？Simply because we have so many different likes.
广东人有广东人的需要，上海人有上海人的需要，美国人有美国的需要，朝鲜人朝鲜的需要，中国人有中国人的需要，年轻人有年轻的需要，老年人有老年人的需要，有学问的有学问的需要。你就看出为什么今天教会分了这么多的派别呢？就是来满足人的需要，人的要求。
You see, Cantonese have their own needs, so are. Shanghainese, so are Americans, so are even Koreans, and young and adult, they all have their own likes and needs. That's why we have so many different churches today to meet their needs.
弟兄姊妹，教会是在旷野。
Brother and sister, the church should be in the wilderness.
我们看见《使徒行传》第七章，斯提凡的见证，他说那一个人就是摩西。他是在旷野的会中和山上与他说话的天使同在。
In Acts 17, we read that in the testimony of Stephen, he speaks of Moses. Moses is the one who is in the congregation of the wilderness and with the angel who spoke to him on the Mount Sinai and with the fathers.
我们知道这个会中就是预表着今天的教会。
And we know that this congregation typifies today's church.
教会是在旷野里面。
So the church is in the wilderness.
旷野里面没有什么任何的供应。
And there is no other provision.
在旷野里面只有玛纳。
Only manna.
只有从天上降下来的玛纳。
Only the manna that falls down from heaven.
玛纳就是代表基督。
And manna represents Christ.
玛纳就代表神的话。
And represents God's word.
玛纳就是代表神的真理。
It represents God's truth.
除了玛纳还是玛纳。
Apart from manna, all you get is manna.
没有什么其他的食物。
No other food.
都是从主那里来的。
Everything is from the Lord.
哎呀，今天的教会有许多的肉，有许多的鱼，许多的葱，许多的蒜，许多的韭菜，有南瓜，有西瓜，有北瓜，什么都有。
But today in churches we have meat and we have fish, we have cucumbers, we have melons, we have garlic, leek, onions. You have everything.
都是从世界来的，从埃及来的。
Everything is from the world.
为什么？
From Egypt. Why?
因为那些人需要。
Because those men need it.
哪一些人
？Who are they？
你若去看民数记，那些闲杂的人。
If you read numbers, you will see these are the rebels.
什么是闲杂人
？What are the mixed multitudes？
闲杂人就是同以色列百姓一同出埃及的，但是他们不是以色列百姓，可能他是其他民族的、其他国家的人，同他们一起出埃及的。
These are the people who came out of Egypt together with the Israelites, but they are not Israelites, maybe from other countries.
但是他们现在也算是以色列人了。
But now they are counted as Israelites.
今天来讲就是非法移民。
Today, in today's term, they are illegal aliens.
你去查他们的家谱。不在以色列家谱里面的。
If you check their genealogies, it's not among all the Israelites.
你们要查他的家书是，他不在这个家书本里面的。
If you check their pedigree, they're not from Israel.
他们没有正当的那个身份。
They do not have this legal status.
这不就是非法移民吗？
Brothers and sisters, isn't this illegal aliens?
那些非法移民太多了，属灵的。属灵的非法移民。
Today among the churches, there's so many spiritual illegal aliens.
他们没有圣灵，没有重生，没有真正认识作为主。
Now they do not have life, they're not born again.
虽然他们也受了浸，虽然他们也成为教会的一个成员，但是他们同基督没有什么关系。
Although they're baptized and become one member of the churches, but they have no relationship with their Lord.
所以当时候谁在那里发怨言的？
So who was that? Who were they that were
complaining? 我们在旷野每一天吃马呢。我们没有鱼吃，没有肉吃。我们想到在埃及，我们的生活多好，有样样多有这些东西。
They were complaining that here we do not have fish, we do not have meat, and remember all the wonderful things, everything in Asia.
哎呀，我们的心血枯干了，每一天都是吃馒头，每一天都是讲基督，高举基督，除了基督还是基督。
Our being is even so dried up. Every day's manna. Every day you're talking about Christ, Christ, exalting Christ.
除了基督还是基督。
Besides Christ, all you talk about is Christ.
没有一点娱乐，没有一点活动，没有一点寂寞。哎呀，太枯干了，太枯干了。
And no activity, no entertainment, no program. It's so boring.
哎呀，我要离开教会了。
I want to leave this church.
弟兄姊妹，今天在这里能够登下来的弟兄姊妹，我相信非法移民很少很少很少。若是你是非法移民，你不会登在这个教会里面。
Brothers and sisters, I believe those of you who stay in this church, are not illegal aliens. If you are, I don't think you will stay.
弟兄姊妹，没有只有玛拿。
Brothers and sisters, we have no other things here but manna.
但是我们希望在这里真有玛拿供应啊！若是玛拿也没有，肉也没有，鱼没有，那就真糟糕。
But we do pray that we truly have the manna here. Otherwise, we don't have manna, we don't have fish, we don't have meat, then we're in trouble.
求神怜悯我们。
May God be gracious to us all.
求神来供应我们。
May He provide for us.
求神来建造我们。
And may He build us up.
时间已经到，我想再用五分钟的时间。
Now, although my time is up, can I just use up your another 5 minutes? I just want to mention it very briefly because this is very crucial.
弟兄姊妹，你记得乌撒为什么被击杀的？
Brothers and sisters, do you recall why Uzza was slaughtered?
当然我们有很多的属灵教训，今天没有时间同弟兄们交通。
Although there are many spiritual teachings to that incident, but I do not have time to share with you today.
但是有一个属灵的教训我们没有看见。
But there is one spiritual teaching, do we see it here?
最重要，最重要。
And that's the most important one.
弟兄姊妹，约柜是代表什么？
Brothers and sisters, what does the ark represent?
约柜是代表基督。
It represents Christ.
所有会幕也好，圣殿也好，至圣所里面的约柜是个中心。
Whether it's the tabernacle or the holy temple, this Ark of the Covenant is the very center.
这是神荣耀的彰显。
Because this is the very manifestation of God's glory.
所以当我们看见撒母耳记这个约柜被腓力斯人掳去了，对不对？我们看见以利的那个媳妇，她刚刚生孩子嘛，她一生孩子出来就给她取名什么伊嘎波，那就是埃格巴，埃格巴就是荣耀离开了，约柜被人家掳去了。
We see that in 1 Samuel that when the Ark of the Covenant was captured by the Philistines, the daughter-in-law of Eli said, Agabah, which means the glory of God has departed. So the Ark represents God's glory. And this is the manifestation of Christ. Why did God kill Uzza when he laid hold to this covenant? Because the covenant was put on the cart and Uzza drove this cart.
为什么把约柜放在牛车里运？不是更方便、更快、更简单吗？被神击杀了。
Why is this is a quicker, a more convenient way to send the ark over? Why is he killed?
当然，里面有很深的属灵教训。我再说，没有时间了。
Of course, there are many deeper spiritual meanings to share, but I don't have time.
你要看见一个。
But see one thing here.
约柜都是祭司们抬的。
You have to know that the Ark of Covenant is carried by.
约柜是怎样构造的？
Do you know how the Ark is built?
约柜有四个金款。
It has four golden rings.
四个金环就是用钢，用这个棍子，这个抬的，这个祭司放在肩膀上。 抬的,
so the rod can be put through and put the ark on the shoulders of the priest.
你有没有注意这个金环是放在哪里的?
Have you noticed that where are these four golden rings are?
今天若是让你来我设计的话，若是我们要抬这个月柜，这个金环应该是放在中间的。
Today, if you and I design this ark of covenant, this ring, shouldn't that they be put in the middle? On the side, or maybe
on higher
ways. So it would be easy for when you carry them on your shoulders. But it's not so.
神的设计,这个金环是在脚底下的。
Instead, according to the design of God, these four golden rings are on the bottom of the ark.
左右前后四个ring.
There are four rings on either side.
所以你就看到祭司抬月柜的时候，把它一抬起来，这个月柜抬得好高啊，对不对？放在肩膀上再一抬的话，好高好高，超过人的高度啊，对不对？
So when the ark is lifted up, you see that this ark is highly exalted, even over man's ordinary height.
假如放在牛车上呢？
But if this ark is being placed on cart, we know Philistine's car is very low.
所以你把月柜放在牛车上，这个月柜同人差不多平行的。
So if you put the ark on the cart driven by oxen, you see this ark is just about man's height.
今天教会把基督就是放在牛车上。
Today in the church, man put God, put Christ on the cart.
没有。 摆在我们肩膀上，把它抬高。
Instead of placing the ark on your shoulders to highly exalt it.
让它在万事上居首位。
So that in all things he will have the preeminence.
哎呀，神愤怒，神愤怒就击杀了乌撒。
Therefore God's wrath broke out and killed 乌撒。
让我们这个教会，
brothers and sisters，
把基督抬高。
Let our church highly lift up the cross.
你不要怕没有人来。
Don't you be afraid that people will not come.
马光有马拿,
even though we have highly exalted Christ, we have manna and Christ only, nobody comes. Because people today are afraid of
it. 肉,各种各样的肉,尾骨肉,食息肉,
therefore today in the church we have all kinds of cuisines made out of meat.
这样人数就越来越多了。
So that more people would come.
这样人数就加增得很快。
So that more people, our church will increase.
不要担心, 只要有玛纳在这里。
Brothers and sisters, don't you worry about this. As long as you have manna,
抬起来,
as long as you have lifted up the Christ.
主耶稣在约翰福音第十二章说, 我若是在地上被举起来, 就吸引万人来归向我。
Christ says in John 12, that if I'm lifted up above the earth, I will draw all my people to me.
你抬高基督, 你有玛纳供应, 我想就吸引万人来归向他。
Exalt Christ and provide people with manna, you will draw people.
这个吸引不是这些世上的东西在吸引人, 不是那些人在哪里吸引人, 这些很多所谓的明星传道人, 哎呀, 真是吸引人啊。
This drawing is not from man, from the world. Today we have so many star witnesses that they are drawing people to the church.
哎呀，这些传道人、明星传道人，哎呀，他们所供应的不是玛纳，他们供应的就是世上的那些肉，这些好吃的东西，有味道，有很重味道的东西。
There are many star preachers. They're drawing people. They're not providing them with manna. They are providing them with meat with very rich flavor from man.
你们知道 Texas 有一个很有名的很大的一个 mega church.
Do you know in Texas there is such a famous mega church?
叫 Wood Lake Church. 你没有看见过?
It's called Wood Lake Church.
哎呀，这个传道人又年轻又英俊又有口才。
The preacher is young, handsome, and eloquent.
哎呀，你去看 TV 转播他的时候，不是有时候转播他，转播那些听众，哎，都是很美的女的，哎呀，坐在那里。
And if you look at the TV broadcast, and then you see all the many among the audience are the beautiful young women, they're so ravished by the preacher.
哎呀，这个传道人很像我们的韩永丽，年轻，年轻，人家年轻的很，哇，站在那里。 销售这个身材好好的不得了。
This young preacher is very much like our brother Han, young and handsome, slanky.
哎呀，你这个上个礼拜在 TV show 里面，这个 talk show 里面，这 opera 你们都知道是 TV show 里面最有钱、最有名的一个女的广播员。
And you also know the opera show, the most famous richest talk host, an African American.
就是请他在秀里面坐在那里给他谈话。哎呀，多多少少的女的在那里啊，哄着一堂啊。哎呀，这是都是有名的传道人在那里吸引人啊。
And Oprah invited this young preacher to have a show on the program, and you see all the beautiful.Amazing young women sitting there, they're so wrapped up in him.
弟兄姊妹，一个真正是神的传道人，世人会不会这样吸引人？吸引哪些世界上的人？
Brothers and sisters, a true preacher of the world, of God, could he really attract so many people?
所以今天我们不是要用这些东西来吸引人，不是用这些节目啊、活动来吸引人，我们就要举起基督来，就吸引万人来。
Today, we are not attract people with all these programs and activities. We simply raise up the Christ to draw people to Him.
诗篇六十八篇，他说，这是大卫用的摩西民数记里的一句话。耶和华，愿你兴起，愿你的仇敌四散，愿那恨你的人逃跑，在你的面前逃跑，就是当祭司抬起一柜的时候，仇敌都失散了，仇敌都逃跑了。感谢主，这是个得胜的教会，有见证的教会，荣耀的教会，只要把基督抬起来。
In Psalm 68, where David cited a verse from Numbers, there David says, "Arise, the Lord, and let your enemies be scattered, let those who hate you flee from you." This is the testimony of a glorious, victorious church when the Ark of the Covenant of Christ is highly raised up. Your head bowed, let's pray.
主，我们应当高举你，我们应当称颂你，我们应当敬拜你，万王之王，万主之主。
Lord, we should raise you, we should bless you, we should praise you because you're the King of the Kings and the Lord of Lords.
我们应当只知道基督，唯独基督。
We should know Christ and Christ alone.
唯有你是我们的拯救，是我们的磐石，是我们的诗歌，是我们的荣耀。
You alone are our salvation, rock, hymn, our glory.
主，在这个时代的末了，我们只高举你。
Lord, in this end time, we simply want to raise you up.
让你在万事上都能够举首位。
So that in all things you will have the preeminence.
我们都能够伏在你的脚下敬拜侍奉你。
So we will all fall down before your feet to worship you.
你说向我们要的是什么？
What is that you ask of us?
你要的就是叫我们敬畏你。
You want us to worship you, to fear you.
叫我们遵守你的道。
To obey your voice.
我们尽心尽意侍奉你。
To serve you with all our heart.
我们爱你。
Our mind to love you.
我们专靠你。
To rely on you alone.
主，我们就能够蒙福。
Then we will be blessed.
主，你在地上举起来，就有吸引人来归向。
Lord, when you are raised above in the earth, then all people will be drawn to you.
主，求你保守这个教会。
Oh Lord, keep this church.
洁净这个教会。
Cleanse this church.
供应这个教会。
And provide for this church.
用你的玛纳，用你的真理，用你的话来供应我们。
With your truth, with your manna, and with your word.
主啊。教会是你的身体，是充满万有者所充满的。
Lord, the church is your body who fills all in all.
愿你那测不透的丰富在你的教会中彰显。
May your unsearchable riches be manifested in the church.
打开我们的眼睛，我们看见金灯台的奥秘。
Open our inner eyes so we can see the mystery of the golden lampstand.
愿这些话不突然返回。
May all of these words will not return empty.
继续用你的恩膏来膏这些话。
Continue to anoint your words with your anointing.
听孩子的祷告，是耶稣基督的名。
Hear your child's prayer in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
今天